Nolte, trans activist threatens gun violence if denied woman's bathroom. By John Nolte on April 25, 2023. A transvestite that goes by the name Tara J told his 2,400 TikTok followers to buy guns and that he was prepared to die. J is a man who pretends to be a woman. And, more conveniently, a lesbian, and J felt perfectly comfortable threatening people with guns just a few weeks after a female transvestite murdered six people at a Nashville Christian school. Yes, we have now had four people who identify as transsexual committing a mass shooting in less than 5 years. And there was almost a fifth. But here's Mr. Tara J making open threats. Emphasis mine. If you back an animal into a corner, they become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on this hill of yours, of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. Plain and simple, go out and buy a gun. Learn how to use it, efficiently. Through and through. Because the time to act is now. You need to protect yourself and you need to protect your fellow transgender. There are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die. I love my girlfriends to death, but I would rather die for them to secure their safety, freedom, and future than to live and not have anything done. Keep in mind the language this guy is using. The way I read this lunatic's manifesto is that his idea of protecting means brandishing a gun if some store manager says, "I'm sorry, but you need to use the men's room." Everything this guy threatens is only within the context of using a restroom. If he were saying, "We're being hunted by bigots," learn to protect yourself, that would be entirely different. It wouldn't be true, but the context of self-defense would be within a reasonable context. That's not what this J fella is saying. He's saying, if you don't let me into a restroom with little girls, it will be the last mistake you ever make because I will protect my rights by shooting you. That's not how a civil society is supposed to operate. If you honestly believe someone has denied you your rights, you either get the authorities involved or file a lawsuit. For example, if I saw a big, weird guy like Tara J trying to enter a restroom my wife was in, I'd politely ask him to wait until she was out. If he refused, I'd follow him to protect my wife and then get the store manager. I would not threaten anyone or pull a gun, and I always carry one. J has now removed his TikTok video, but what's most illustrative here is how comfortable he felt posting open threats of gun violence, to begin with. Unfortunately, the Democrat Party and corporate media have created a culture where certain groups know they can openly threaten violence against people on the right and get clean away with it. With this understanding, let me be very clear and precise in how I word the following. This is not a call to arms. Rather, this is a call to defend yourself against those who feel encouraged by the Democrats' party and corporate media to commit violence against you. Therefore, buy a firearm and get your concealed carry permit. This way, you can defend yourself against a growing population of mentally unstable, bitter, emboldened leftists who believe, for good reason, they can coldly shoot you and yours down for the crime of believing in science. I don't even call it violence when it's in self-defense, I call it intelligence. Malcolm X. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.